Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Jamil Tapia, who is the Chamber Office Coordinator with Garmin County. And we are going to talk about all things happening within the Chamber and some other exciting things happening throughout the county. First off, Jamil, always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Let's start by talking about things that are happening within the Chamber. You have some pretty cool things that you were talking to me about off the cuff, and businesses can be a part of something that I think is really cool and very beneficial.
Right. Well, we always have our ribbon cuttings. That's something that the Chamber's known of hosting, and that you don't have to be a member for that. You just have to be a new business owner, and that's free. So who doesn't want to take advantage of something that's free? So that's something that's always going on with the Chamber. However, we are excited to be announcing some new benefits within the Chamber, and this is offered to members. And so if you're a member of the Chamber, this is some new news for you. It's going to be called Business to Business Benefits. And the way this works is if you have a service that other businesses could utilize, some of our members, and it started right now with our board members, they're offering discounts of their services to other members. So which is really exciting. We'll give you a card that will explain all of the member discounts that are held within the Chamber members that they're offering. And you just show that to the business and you get a discount.
It's fantastic. And it's free.
It's free.
You just
be a member.
That's it. It's that simple. Outside of that, let's talk about the business spotlight for this month.
Right. Okay. So our business spotlight is Matsuda Acupuncture. So Tera Matsuda, he is our acupuncturist here, and he has been doing some amazing work helping so many people within our community, going from veterans who actually have coverage within their insurance through the VA. So it's well deserved.
Now, you guys have also changed the way you actually do the business spotlights. Explain to me the process now and why you guys chose to change the way you guys do these.
Well, we used to hold only one business spotlight, which we have so many businesses in here in Carbon County. Some may argue with that, with how many businesses have been closing, but with how many ribbon cuttings we have been holding, that is definitely a good argument on our behalf. So with that being said, we are going to be spotlighting more than one. We're actually going to be spotlighting up to four new businesses. I take that back. They're not new businesses. We are going to spotlight four businesses that are within Carbon County.
As far as the community spotlight for this month goes, this is also pretty cool as well. Explain to me the community business spotlight, or the community spotlight, I should say. Who is that this month?
Okay, so that is the Marine Corp League. So this is not affiliated with the Marine, with Marines or like Utah Marine Base. It is actually just veterans who were Marines that have gotten together that like to just put themselves out there and help the community in disasters. And it's funny because we received a letter stating that they like crazy things that happen. Whichever that may be, I think it's probably perfect for them because they put themselves out there in crazy situations when they were in the Marines. And so when disasters occur, the Marines like to step forward, and we want to highlight them and let people know that this organization is out there and they just want to help.
Let's spotlight something outside of price for a second. First Friday in Helper. This is a very cool event that really has gone on for the last little while now. Explain what First Friday is and some of the amazing things that they are doing. Maybe someone's not really aware of what's happening as far as First Friday in Helper. I'm going to let you explain that.
Well, Helper is, I like to call it like a hidden jewel. It is they have so many things going on behind their doors. And if any of you walked down Helper Main Street through the Helper Arts Festival, you see all of these new art studios and new businesses that are behind those historical buildings. And so what they've all come together in their community is doing a First Friday celebration. So last month, they did a dog costume competition. And so they are putting together some really fun events for this First Friday and every month.
Very neat. Now, I know you guys are so community-oriented. I mean, you guys want to do everything that you can do to help businesses here locally. That's what you're here for.
Right, right. We want to support the businesses. So really, if you aren't a member, I mean, that really doesn't matter. We have perks and benefits. Of course, we are a membership-driven organization. We are not a government entity. We are sole based off of memberships. However, our purpose is to support local businesses, and we don't want to see our local businesses fail. We want to see them succeed. So if there's anything that the chamber can help your business do, come to us and we will do whatever we can to support you and help your business get off the ground if you're new even.
Now, you guys will be attending several ribbon cuttings. There's several events. I got four ribbon cuttings listed right in front of me, which is a pretty cool deal as well. These are always neat. It's always fun to welcome in a new business or to help, you know, the grand opening of a business. Talk to me about the ribbon cuttings.
Well, we do ribbon cuttings for grand openings, grand reopenings, because a lot of businesses have expansions, different things that go on, maybe have newcomers, new employees come on in management, and we want to help highlight those. And so one of them is the Boys and Girls Club. And it's called actually the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Salt Lake Price Club. They are having a kids' day, and it's a grand reopening. And so that will be held September 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. They want to welcome their new director, Olivia Dudding, and the staff, and congratulate them to complete their merge.
On top of that, you got three others.
Yes. So Aunt Sharon's Daycare. Who doesn't need a daycare when you have young children and you work? So this is something that's something every young mother and father needs. So, and then also Marketing Elevated, Amanda Pies. This is her new marketing business that she's opened. A lot of businesses need help with their marketing. That's something she's offering. And then also we have, last but not least, because we have calls almost every day to open new ribbon cuttings, is Fierce MMA and Fitness. They have some new equipment in there. They have some changes with their fitness schedules. And so they really want to get involved with the community, show the community support, and have this ribbon cutting to welcome in new members.
There's always so much going on as far as the chamber. And Jamil, unfortunately, we're running out of time for this particular interview, but I know there's so much more. We can have you back again soon, right?
Yes, please, anytime. Okay.
Fantastic. That's going to do it for this edition of Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.